Hey, I'm Chris. You're about to travel to a place of wonder, excitement, and discovery. Welcome to Adventures in Odyssey. Oh man, this is exciting. There's a big spelling bee going on in Mr. Southworth's fifth grade class, and the score is very close. Oh, it's Robin's turn. Come on, let's see how she does.
Robin, your word is republic.
Republic. R-E-P-U-B-L-I-C. Republic.
That's correct, Robin. Score is now tied. Robin's Raiders 14 and Pamela's Pirates 14.
Hey, Pamela, your team better do a good job on our spelling homework tonight.
It ain't over till it's over, Robin.
Isn't, Pamela?
It ain't over till it isn't over?
Never mind. You're up next, and your word is chronicle.
Chronicle. C-H-R-O-N-I. C-L-E, chronicle?
That's correct. The score is now 15 for Pamela's Pirates and 14 for Robin's Raiders.
Now who's going to do the spelling homework, huh, Robin?
All right. Robin's Raiders still have one more turn. And I tell you what, if Robin's team ties the score, I'll cancel the spelling homework for tonight.
Yeah! What if they don't tie it up?
Then it's back to the original deal. The losers do the winner's homework.
All right, you guys. We still have a chance. Now, I went last, so who comes after me?
Me? Oscar?
Robin, is there a problem?
No. But we were wondering, well, if we could make a substitution?
No! Hold it. Quiet.
They can't change players. They gotta go in order, just like we did.
I'm fully aware of that, Pamela. She's right, Robin. A substitution wouldn't be fair. Now, that's no way to act. Besides, you never know what might happen.
Yeah, well, go ahead, Oscar. Do your best.
All right, Oscar. Your word is laugh.
Laugh? That's too easy.
There's no rule about how hard the words have to be, Pamela. Oscar, your word is laugh.
Laugh. L-A-P-H?
No, I'm sorry, Oscar. That's wrong. Pamela's Pirates are the winners.
Yay! Way to go, Oscar.
Sorry.
All right, that's it for today. Oh, be sure to check the board to see who your partners are for the science fair.
Great spelling bee, huh, Robin?
You would have tied if it hadn't been for Oscar.
Yeah, thanks for choosing him. He's the best player our team had.
You can say that again.
You coming to Wits End?
Yeah, I just want to check and see who my science fair partner is first. Oh, no!
What's the matter?
My partner for the science fair is Oscar.
You're kidding!
First extra homework, and now this.
Oh, that reminds me. Here's my spelling assignment. Remember, neatness counts.
Har har. Thanks a lot, Oscar.
Yeah, over here, Connie, behind the counter.
Hi, how you doing today?
Pretty good. My throat's getting a little better, thank goodness.
That's good. Listen, yeah. I have something I need to ask you.
Oh, go ahead, shoot.
What does a gape mean?
A gape means wide open. Like if you were to say his mouth was a gape, you'd mean his mouth was wide open.
That's what the dictionary said, too. Well, why would the Apostle Paul talk about love that way?
The Apostle Paul?
Yeah. You know the Bible study I have with Robin, Pamela, and Oscar?
Yeah.
Well, last week I was reading 1 Corinthians 13, where Paul talks about love.
Uh-huh.
And Robin saw a footnote at the bottom of the page that said, Paul is talking about a gape here. Well, naturally, she wanted to know what that is, and I didn't... What's so funny?
Oh, no, Connie. Not a gape. Agape.
Agape? Well, what's that?
Well, it's a Greek word for a certain kind of love.
Kind of love? You mean there's more than one kind?
Oh, yes. As a matter of fact, there are four kinds of love talked about or demonstrated in the Bible.
Huh. Well, which one is agape?
That's why I have a Bible library in my office, my dear.
Oh, no. You mean I'm going to have to find it myself?
How else are you going to learn?
Sometimes I think this Bible study is more trouble than it's worth.
Well, that doesn't sound too good. Aren't the kids getting anything out of it?
off for the most part. Robin is her usual quick self. Sometimes it seems like she's the teacher and I'm the student. Pamela's doing okay, too. She's not as quick as Robin, but she's really good at memorizing verses.
Well, what about Oscar?
I'm not sure about Oscar. He asks enough questions, I guess, but he never wants to read, and he's really terrible at remembering things. Huh. Not just Bible verses, but the things we talk about from week to week.
Hmm. Is that a fact?
Yeah. He even has trouble remembering stuff that should be really familiar. Like one time we were saying the Lord's Prayer, and when we came to the last part, Oscar said, "For thine is the kingdom and the flower and the laundry forever. Amen."
Hmm. Well, it sounds like he was making a joke.
That's what I thought, too, until I talked to him about it after. He said that was how they said the Lord's Prayer at his church. He was serious.
Hmm.
Listen, are you sure you don't want to just tell me what agape is? It'd make things a whole lot easier.
Reading is to the mind what exercise is to the body. Joseph Addison.
Doing research is a pain in the neck. Connie Kendall. See you later.
Okay, I'll be here.
You're so easy. How could anybody miss such an easy word?
Well, hi there, Robin.
Hi, Mr. Whitaker. Is Oscar here yet?
No, I haven't seen him.
Figures. I told him to meet me here after school. He can't do anything right.
I take it there's a problem between you two?
We had this spelling bee in class today.
Yeah.
And the losers had to do the winner's spelling homework tonight.
Uh-huh.
The other team was ahead 15 to 14. But we had the last turn. And guess who our speller was?
Oscar.
Yeah. His word was laugh. Laugh! I figured it was in the bag.
Yeah, it wasn't, huh?
No. He spelled it L-A-P-H. L-A-P-H! I couldn't believe it. And that's not even the worst part. You know the science fair coming up at school?
Yeah, I'm one of its sponsors.
Take a stab at who my partner is.
You don't mean...
Mr. L-A-P-H himself.
Oh, my.
That's why I'm meeting him here. He said he had a great idea we could work on.
Well, you never know. Oscar may actually come up with something good.
Like what? The sinking of the Titanic? Oh, Mr. Whitaker, this is going to be a disaster.
Now, Robin, I think you're jumping to conclusions.
Hi, partner. Guess we're about to find out.
Hi, Oscar.
Hi, Mr. Whitaker. Hi, Robin.
Oscar.
Robin was just telling me about you two being partners for the science fair. What's this idea you have?
Oh, we don't have to do it if you don't want to.
Good.
Robin, go ahead, Oscar.
Well, I thought we might do something on volcanoes.
Volcanoes?
I knew it. He's gonna burn the place down.
Robin, what do you have in mind, Oscar?
I was thinking maybe we could make a model of a volcano.
Hmm.
You know, to show how one works and why it blows up and everything. I guess it was a bad idea.
No, it's a good idea, a very good idea. What do you think, Robin?
A model, huh? Hey, we could make one of those cutaway-type things so you could see how the lava moves up through it.
Yeah, and we could use some of that slime stuff for the lava.
And maybe use a little pump to make the lava rise.
Sounds like you're onto something good.
What should we do first, Mr. Whitaker?
Well, this is your project, but if I were you, I'd start by doing a little research.
Yeah, research. Let's go back to the library, Oscar.
Okay.
Robin, why don't you go ahead and I'll have Oscar join you in a minute. I have something I want him to do for me. It won't take very long.
All right.
What is it, Mr. Whitaker?
Nothing big. I was just thinking that it's been a while since I've updated my big menu board. I want to put the same things on it as we have on the table menus. What I want you to do is read one of the smaller menus to me so I can put the right words on the board.
You want me to read to you?
Well, yes. Starting on the left-hand side, huh?
Okay. Sun... Sunden... Sund... Sunday... Be... Favor... Favors... Flavors... Sunday flavors, chocolate, strawberry.
It's all right, Oscar. It's all right.
Maybe you should get someone else to help you, Mr. Whitaker.
All right, Oscar. Now, go on back with Robin now.
Thanks.
That poor boy. That poor boy.
And
Here's your change. Bye-bye.
Bye. Hi, Mr. Whitaker.
Hi there, Robin. Back for another afternoon working on the old volcano?
Yeah. Is Oscar here yet?
Yeah, he came in about a half hour ago. You know, I'm very proud of the way you two have worked together this past week. You've both put in a lot of hours on this project.
We probably would have put in a lot less hours if Oscar hadn't kept messing things up.
I've been meaning to talk to you about that. You know, Robin, there's a reason why Oscar does the things he does.
Robin, the model is almost ready. Come on!
All right, keep your shirt on.
I better get back there, Mr. Whitaker.
All right, I'll talk to you later, huh? Hey, do you mind if I watch the test?
No, just give us a couple minutes to set everything up, okay?
Okay.
Robin, come on!
I'm coming! Hey, Whit, was that Robin?
Sure was.
Oh, good, I can tell her now.
Oh, tell her what?
What agape means.
You found the answer.
Yep. I looked up love in your Greek dictionary, and there were all four words, just like you said.
Uh-huh.
And agape means... Okay, wait a minute. I wrote it down. Agape is unconditional love.
Right.
It's the best love of all. The kind God had for us when he sent his son, and Jesus had when he died for us.
That's great, Connie. Now, wasn't that a lot better than me just telling you about it?
Yeah, I guess I was wrong about doing research. Speaking of which, I noticed you've been doing a lot of reading this past week, too.
Yes, I have. You remember you told me that Oscar doesn't like to read in your Bible study and that he has trouble remembering things from week to week?
Yeah.
Well, I'm not sure, but I think he has a problem known as dyslexia.
Dyslexia?
Well, yeah, it's another Greek word. It means he has difficulty learning to read or write.
Well, that describes Oscar all right.
Well, I called his parents and they're taking him to see a specialist. You know, some people have dyslexia so severe they actually see everything backwards.
Wow.
In fact, some very famous people were dyslexic. Hey, looks like we both have good news to deliver, shall we?
Yeah. What are they doing back here anyway?
They're working on a model of the volcano. Oscar, Robin, you ready for us?
Come on in, Mr. Whitaker.
Mr. Whitaker, Connie, may I present our volcano?
Hey, that looks great.
It certainly does. You both should be very proud.
You really like it?
Yeah. Hey, look at this. You can see where the lava comes from.
The mountain is made out of papier-mâché, but we cut it in half and put a piece of clear plastic across the front so you could see down inside of it.
And the caverns are made out of tubes, so the lava will flow smoothly.
You mean it really works?
Does it work? Just watch. Hit it, Oscar.
That's great!
The pump worked out nicely.
Yeah, we put it on a dimmer switch so we could control the flow. Okay, Oscar, turn it off.
All right.
Oscar, what are you doing?
That's what it's supposed to work.
Oscar,
look out.
Turn it off! I've got it all the way up, but it's not.
Can you stop it or...
A whole week of work down the drain.
Yeah, and all over my face.
Oh, I'm sorry, kids. You must have had a short in the pump.
Let me look at this thing. No, it wasn't a short. Oscar, this switch is turned all the way on, not off.
I must have turned it the wrong way.
Oh, great. Just great. Our whole science project is ruined because you don't know the difference between on and off.
Robin?
How dumb can you be? Huh? Just how dumb can you be?
Robin. Now, that's enough.
Get me away from this guy.
Oscar, she was angry. She didn't know what she was saying.
No, she's right. I am a dummy. I'm the biggest dummy that ever lived.
And we were going to bring them good news.
We'll continue with today's adventure and odyssey right after this. And now, the conclusion of today's adventure and odyssey.
How's it coming, Robin?
Kind of slow. I don't know where Oscar is. He's supposed to be helping, especially since he caused this mess.
He may have caused the mess in here, but I think there's a much bigger mess that you need to worry about.
What do you mean?
I mean the blow-up of Mount Robin.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm sorry about that, Mr. Whitaker, but yesterday was just the last straw.
Well, that doesn't sound like a very Christian attitude.
Christian? I've been Christian to him. You don't know how much I've done for Oscar, Mr. Whitaker. I've helped him in class and with his homework when he needed it, and he always needs it. I let him stay my partner for the science fair. I even gave him half my lunch a couple of times when he forgot his. I'm sorry, but as far as I'm concerned, Oscar is just one big mess up. I suppose you want me to leave now, huh?
No, I don't. What I'd really like is for you to do me a favor.
What?
Read what's on this paper.
Is this something that Oscar wrote?
No. Just read it. Well?
I can't.
Why not?
Because it doesn't make any sense. Everything on it is written backwards.
So?
I can't read backwards.
No, you can't. And neither can Oscar.
Huh?
This is the way Oscar sees almost everything.
It is?
Yes. That's what I wanted to tell you before you tested your model yesterday. Oscar has a condition called dyslexia. That's why he has trouble in school and is always messing up, as you put it.
That's why he turned the pump switch all the way to on yesterday. He was seeing it backwards.
That's right.
Poor Oscar.
Oh, so now it's poor Oscar, huh?
Well, yeah.
Why? Yesterday it was you, big dummy, but now it's poor Oscar.
Well, I didn't know he had this dyslexia thing yesterday.
And that makes a difference?
Well, yeah.
Why?
I don't know. It just does, that's all.
Uh-huh. Well, Connie tells me you've been studying 1 Corinthians 13 in your Bible study. Do you remember what that passage is about?
Yeah, love.
That's right. She also said you saw the word agape in the footnotes, and you asked her what it meant. Have you found the answer yet?
No.
Agape is unconditional love. Now, that means you love someone no matter what. Not just if they're as smart as you or act the way you want them to, and not just if they have a handicap. It means you love them even when they don't deserve to be loved. You said a minute ago you didn't know how you could be more Christian towards Oscar. Well, that's how. You can love him.
But what about all those things I did for him?
Well, what did Paul say in 1 Corinthians 13? If I give all I have to the poor, if I know everything and have faith that can move mountains but don't have love, I am nothing. See, with agape, it's not so much what you do that's important, but how you do it.
Well, how am I supposed to love Oscar?
Paul tells us that, too, in the same chapter. Love is patient and kind. It doesn't get mad easily, and it doesn't keep score of wrongs. It always protects and trusts, always hopes and perseveres. See, Robin, that's what agape is. And that's the type of love you need to have for Oscar. Do you understand?
Yeah, I understand.
Mr. Whitaker?
Oscar!
Oh, hi, Robin. I was gonna clean up, but I'll wait until you leave.
No, Oscar, wait. Oscar, I know this won't mean much, but I'm really sorry about the way I acted yesterday. I was the dummy, not you. Will you forgive me?
Sure. I guess we better clean this place up, huh?
Yeah. Oh, you know, I was thinking, the science fair is still a week away, and since we've already had the practice, you think maybe we can make another volcano?
You mean you still want me as your partner?
If you want to be.
Do I ever? Only...
What?
This time, maybe you better handle the controls.
Okay.
Whit, have you seen... Oh, there you are, Robin. Listen, I have an answer for the question you asked in Bible study the other day.
Connie, I already...
I know, I should have told you sooner, but I didn't have a chance to.
But I already
now,
know
that... Now, that word you saw the other day is pronounced agape. It's a Greek word, and it means...
Unconditional love.
Unconditional love. That's right.
I tried to tell you. I already know.
You already know?
Yeah, and it's just what I'm going to try to have from now on, too. Come on, Oscar.
She already knew. Did you hear that? She already knew.
I heard.
Why do I bother studying this stuff if everybody already knows everything? Sometimes, kids, you make me so...
Connie!
What?
Remember agape?
Oh.
You know, I
think Robin finally understands what Jesus meant in John 15:12 when he said, "Love one another even as I have loved you." Like Connie said in today's story, agape is the kind of love Jesus had when he died on the cross for us. He loved us even when we didn't deserve to be loved. And that's how we should love each other too. Adventures in Odyssey is a production of Focus on the Family. Today's program was written and directed by Paul McCusker. Our production engineer was Bob Luttrell, and our executive producer, Chuck Bolte. And I'm Chris, inviting you to come along next time for Adventures in Odyssey.